ladies and gentlemen of Cork and beyond, it's Monday morning. Monday morning after what was a pretty epic weekend.
With KC.
Come on, Ireland. How are we feeling this morning, everybody?
Horse.
Horse and sore. Like, your scream was heard in Edinburgh.
It was. Terrified my kids.
Did you really?
I did.
Where'd you watch it yesterday, Vic?
At home.
Okay. Oh my God. I don't know where to start with all of this. It's, it was just one of, like, single-handedly, I think, for me, the greatest Irish sporting moment ever, because nobody expected that to happen. Up there with what, would you say?
Up there with Ray Hutton's goal in 94.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Ronnie Whelan's volley.
The penalty shootout win in 90. Robbie Keane, 2002.
It's definitely the best Irish sporting moment this weekend.
Well, yeah, 100%. Look, genuinely, I've said this and I'll be saying this until the day I die. It's one of the best sporting moments I've ever witnessed in my entire life.
Oh, incredible. And the man behind it all?
This is why we love football, because things like this can happen. So this means the world to me and my family's here.
I saw you go over to them. It's a beautiful moment.
Yeah, this is the first time I've cried in years as well.
Yeah, you made everyone cry as well, Troy.
I
was in bits watching that.
Bless him.
The explosion of excitement in every single pub, in-house, out-house, house across the nation. Live to the Ballynoe Inn. It was a monkey cage. Yeah. There's so many, like, I have hundreds of videos that come in this morning from different pubs and places across Cork. It's kind of, you know what it is? It's the unity the nation gets from stuff like this, Rory, is just, it's magic.
It brings everyone together.
Yeah. Randomers hugging, people shifting that they'd never met before. Like, it was
in a way that no other sport can, I think. It's incredible.
Yeah. Just phenomenal scenes. Even around the world, even around the globe, they were celebrating that Irish win. Here's a Brazilian commentary on it.
Brilliant.
We didn't edit that either. That guy genuinely went goal for 45 minutes.
I think we need to do a goal challenge some morning on the show for another day. But anyway, let's relive what was one of the most epic moments in the history of sport. Never mind just Irish sport. To the music of Titanic, everybody. Are you ready?
Taking his time. Debus moving along that goal line. Troy Parrott taking an awful long time. Finally, we're ready. Which way? Parrott scores. It's 1-1. Troy Parrott with his third goal in two games. And the Irish supporters behind that goal, absolutely delirious. Azaz, some Irish pressure. Troy Parrott, they could be in here. Is that 2-2? The flag stays down. It's 2-2. The inspiration has come from Troy Parrott. Two goals again. And now, let's see what this Hungary team are made of. Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header again. There's the goal. That's Troy Parrott. That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick. And right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Just epic. Absolutely epic. Yeah, it's called the Titanic treatment. Every time we've a moment like that to play for you.
Yeah.
Man alive. Now, draw on Thursday, Rory. That's the next step, yeah?
And it's quite convoluted. But and the basic nuts and bolts of it is that Ireland now have to win two games to get to the playoffs, or to get to the World Cup. So the playoff draw will be made on Thursday, and we'll find out then who we'll be playing in March.
Okay. And again, already the chats about queuing outside credit unions and whatnot are in full swing.
We'll have to bring the show to the World Cup, won't we?
Well, that's what KC's been aiming for.
Well, listen, this is the dream. All right. this is the dream. Ireland, if you could just win the next two games, you're going to give us a free holiday, all right? And really, that's what I'm in it for. Ladies and gentlemen of Cork and beyond, you're waking up on a Monday morning after that weekend. It's put under pressure. This is Red FM.
We'll prepare and we'll go and we'll do our best. We'll put them under pressure. The game is about being effective, being aggressive, winning the ball, getting on with the play. We'll put them under pressure.
Not only one of the greatest moments in sport, one of the greatest sports songs of all time, Put Them Under Pressure from back in the day.
This is Orange. You already know me from last time on Friday.
Hello.
And thanks so much for listening to me.
We love listening to you, buddy. Love it.
Put them under pressure.
Put them under pressure.
I love it.
That's for you, kid.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. I have found the only man in Ireland that didn't see that game yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh.
It's Anthony. Anthony, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Now, who do we blame for this?
My five-year-old.
Your five-year-old.
Oh,
when they hijack the telly, like, it's very hard to get it back off them, you know?
Yeah.
She wanted a movie day, so...
Oh, my God.
We
just kind of getting, like, sneaky updates on the phone or anything, or...?
I had live score going, all right.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Anyway, the result, it remained the same anyway, regardless. Thankfully.
Exactly.
Thankfully.
And as you might be able to tell by this morning show, it was a good result.
It was a very good result. And as you can tell by, someone is saying the roads are, it's the quietest Monday that I've seen. It's still mental busy out there in parts of Cork, but someone said their route is pretty quiet. A lot of people might be working from home today.
Hungover heads today.
This is it, yeah. The pubs were absolutely bananas. I mean, let's go live back to the Ballynoe Inn.
Yeah.
They're still at it. Still up on the pool tables. Yeah. Lads, it's Monday. Oh my God. All right, let's get you €1,000, fella. That might get you a little bit closer to the World Cup fund.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Pop quiz number one. What nationality is Cristiano Ronaldo?
Portugal.
Question number two. What type of breed of dog is on the Bus Aaron bus?
a red setter.
Is Skibbereen East or West Cork?
West Cork.
What duo present I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Ant and Dec.
Question number five, who had a hit titled Man I Need?
Olivia Dean.
Question six, Harold Bishop was a character in what TV show? Harold Bishop. It's not English. Throw a guess.
It's not English. Neighbours.
Question number seven, what year did Ireland last qualify for the World Cup?
Ooh.
Last qualify for the World Cup.
2016.
Question number eight, Grian Chatten is the lead singer with what Irish band?
Repeat the name.
Grian Chatten. He's a member of what Irish band? They're based in Dublin. There's two lads from Mayo in the band. Like DC is in the title.
Fontaines.
DC is correct. I'm so sorry. Yes. Beaten by the clock again. Okay, you got everything correct. Did you say Neighbours for number six?
Yeah.
Harold Bishop was in Neighbours. The one you missed, Ireland last qualified for the World Cup. Was it 2002, it says here? Is that right?
I don't know.
It must be. Must be.
Must be.
It must be. Dave takes care of things. Grian Chatten is the lead singer with Fontaines DC.
Yeah.
And then we had a couple of more to go. Anthony, we're going to have to do it again, and we're going to have to do it a little bit quicker the next time, okay?
Definitely.
No problem. It's a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors. Have a lovely Monday. And I hope your little girl is delighted that Daddy missed the greatest game in the history of sport. I'm sorry, I'd be trading it in. I'm sorry, gone.
Just out of interest, what movie did you watch instead of that match?
Coco.
Oh, it's okay. A good movie, but you know.
It's not yesterday's game. No,
it's not Ireland. All right. Fighting for the World Cup.
All right, have a good one, buddy. Take care.
See you later.
That's Anthony and Cove, yeah. Did anybody else meet? I'm sure loads of you didn't get to see it yesterday. You're catching up on yesterday's epic match. Yeah. But oh my God. I'm surprised there's any voice left from all the roaring yesterday.
I lost about a stone in weight, lads.
It's not good for the ticker, is it? It's just not good.
And finally, a woman who has won the British version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire 25 years ago still has the money. Judith Keppel, who's now 83, won £1 million on the TV game show on the 20th of November in 2000, becoming the first person to win the top prize. Those are the headlines. I'll have more at nine.
They gave away £1 million back then. Did they?
For Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, yeah.
Oh, whoa. Oh, sorry. Oh, what? I tell you, Ronald, I'm a Celebrity. I was like, huh?
The clue is in the title.
The point of the show.
Jesus, Casey, that was your finest moment. I literally came in halfway through that and I thought you were talking about I'm a Celebrity. She won £1 million and who wants to be a millionaire? Surely not. And she still has the million.
Yeah, she invested it.
So how did she get the £1 million again?
She was on the telly apparently on Who Wants to Be a Celebrity, I'm a Millionaire.
This big show where they give away £1 million. Yeah, she invested it all and into stocks and shares.
Okay.
And she still has the million.
They gave away £1 million?
They did give away £1 million. What? Crazy.
And Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That's amazing. I never... Who would have thunk it?
You're still emotional after yesterday, but forgive me.
I really am. It's proper Monday-itis. Lads, that Brazilian clip is possibly the greatest thing I've ever heard. Isn't it just amazing? I know that is very much, you know, it's a South American kind of commentary trend. Do we need to start doing that?
Yes.
In Irish sport?
I've done it a couple of times on League of Ireland TV for commentating on Cork today.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Have you, like, what could you give us? Can you give us something as long as that?
Yeah.
All right, okay, let's go. So, when he hits goal, I want to see if Rory can hit, okay? The same length. Let's go for it. Let's go.
Deep breath.
He did it. That was 16 seconds.
I thought we lost you there for a while.
His face went purple.
He was turning blue. Outstanding. Yes. From both Rory and the Brazilian lad. What was that, 16 seconds?
It was 16 seconds.
On WhatsApp, can anyone beat 16 seconds? Go on, give it a go.
Waking up in Cork.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. No better man to explain Brazilian commentary than a Brazilian.
As you know, I'm Brazilian. You can hear by the accent as well. So, listening to you guys talking about the commentator in Brazil, this is just a normal guy doing a normal program. That's why we love watching games. Even for the past 20 years that I'm living here, I watch games in Brazil or I listen to the radio. Most of the commentators, 90% of them came from the radios. And in the radio, it's like crazy. It's just lively and the emotion they bring, it's amazing. Even the game could be boring.
Yeah, and that's the thing I love about it. Yeah. Really rubbish games. The commentators, particularly the Brazilian ones, just really, really make such a huge difference to it. Can anybody beat the 16 seconds?
Yeah, see, I think I can beat 16 seconds.
Go on, go for it.
3.
2.
2.
1.
1. Go!
Who's this little legend? Are we timing?
I'm timing him.
Let's go.
He got... Oh, you got 11 seconds.
Ah, no! Come on, try it again, buddy. Well done. 0868104106 is our number. Thank you for that. Someone says Rory's the only man who believed.
Fair play to Rory. The only person in the entire Ireland who believed that Ireland would qualify.
That, to be fair, he probably was.
Yeah.
Let's have your goal shout outs, please. Let's see.
Goal!
This is Lisa Payton.
Okay.
Lisa.
Go on, Lisa.
I can tell by the duration of your... Go on, go on.
Go on, keep going, keep going.
Go on,
go on,
go on. 13 seconds.
Oh, nobody's beaten Rory yet.
Oh, yeah. I need a 17, a 17.2, okay, please. All right, okay. Stand by. I've got your ice skating passes if you want to go to the brilliant Alpine Skate Trail. It's running until January. And it sees the return of the very much loved original Alpine Skate Trail, a truly unique skating experience. Twist and turn your way through this winter wonderland. And they're now at a new location, Centre Park Road, with free parking. There is a family pass for you to win coming up very, very soon. Hang on.
Red FM's Cash Machines.
The meantime, congratulations to our latest winner. Another incredible jackpot gone.
You know how this works, don't you?
I do.
Are you nervous?
I am now.
Oh, I don't mean to make you nervous. We're just really happy for you. How much of the cash machine, Sinead?
It's 264,000.
Sinead, you've got the money. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Oh, my God.
It is more than a quarter of a million euro. That little holiday might be a big holiday.
Oh, it may well be.
All right, congratulations. That was... our amazing winner, Sinead's picking up 264k on Friday. We're doing 265,000 euro. Even bigger, another insane jackpot, and it's guaranteed to go. I think we're just going to keep adding a grand a week until we hit the milli. Is that what we're hoping for? I hope so.
Why not? Yeah.
Text RED to 57557 and you're in. That is the word RED to 57557 to enter for this draw on Friday. It will cost 250 to enter. You got to be over 18 and you are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. The legal stuff is at redfm.ie. You can also enter online through the website. Same terms and conditions. Kira makes that phone call on Friday. And... someone's picking up 265,000 euro. Let that set in just before Christmas. What would this do for you in the new year as well? Fun money like never before. Text RED to 57557. Have you got your timer there? Have you? Are you ready to go?
2 seconds now. I'm just going to turn it on. Okay, ready?
All right.
Steady.
Hang on. This is Christine.
Okay.
From the Traitors.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and her little legend in the back of the car. Will we time it?
1, 2, 3,
go.
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 Very competitive house this, by the way. Very competitive. They like to win things. They like to challenge the world. Okay, we're at 10 seconds so far. Hold on a second. 15 seconds. 17.
Oh,
20 seconds. Amazing. Oh, by the way, I thought that, you know, Christine from the Traders, I thought that was one of her kids. That was actually Christine. All right, hard luck, kid. You did. Okay, I think we have a new goal record. Dean has just done 24 seconds.
God, Dean, take a bow.
Dino, very impressed. Wow. Hi, my name is Sonny. I'm 10. I'd like to try the 16-second goal challenge.
Okay.
Troy, you hit me with a 17-seconder, did you? It's very tough. Tough, Sonny. Great effort, though, buddy. Thanks, Louis, as well, for getting on to us. I love this from Desi. Yeah. Oh, my God. Irish eyes were smiling at the weekend. For anyone who ever doubted the phase, look at the Irish. The football community confirmed the Late Late Troy Show. We need a Late Late Troy Show.
That's brilliant.
So we trashed Australia in the rugby. Yeah. Beat Canada under 17s. Yeah. The girls win the basketball. McIlroy wins the golf. Lots of tears and smiles for the biggest and best little country in the world from Desi.
So good.
That's great, Desi. Love that. Love that. Hey, buddy.
Quite emotional,
you. I know. And it's just been a winning weekend.
Yeah.
And I love it. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.